Welcome, guys, to the very first episode of Are We There Yet podcast. Basically, we're just going to introduce ourselves real quick. First, my main man right to my right, sitting passenger side, you are?
Damon DeGrain.
And my main man in the back seat, chewing on a Subway sandwich, is?
Nigga Nate Dykstra.
Okay, dropping that already. What a good start, guys. And I am your driver, Matt Joswick. Here we go. Basically, we are just going to talk, shoot the shit on a road trip to whatever thing we're doing. And tonight, our road trip is down to the city of Chicago to the one and only Concord Music Theater to go see Bingo Players. It's going to be legit. Let's just start right now. Why are we going to Bingo Players? Damon, start
Bingo Players has one of the single most packed shows with energy you'll ever see.
It's going to be crazy.
Everyone knows them.
And now that we just lost about 95% of our audience because we're talking EDM, yes, we listen to EDM. If you don't like it, turn it off, because that's what we're going to talk about for probably the next 10 to 15 minutes. So, all right, so now you guys already know that we're going to go see Bingo Players. Let's just go right into more EDM talk. Recently, what came out was the DJ Magazine Top 100 DJ list. People like to complain about it. Let's just skip the top three, because you're splitting apples and oranges with that, right, guys?
That's very true.
I mean, Hardwell's number one. Can't complain.
Easily.
I mean, one, two, it's like people like it. And who was number two? Was that
Armin?
Armin, I believe. Two was Armin, and three was Tiesto, right?
Yes, yes.
And I want to say Avicii was four. I could be mistaken. I don't have a computer in front of me. I don't give a shit at this point. But for me, I would like to see Avicii higher, just personally, on a personal level.
I think
he killed it this year. Even the new CD was a little more country vibe, but he still killed it.
Yes, he did.
Dropped some good stuff.
EDC, for example.
EDC, oh, amazing. Especially EDC Chicago, if you missed it, dropped Chelsea Dagger.
Ah!
Amazing. When it was the Blackhawks against the Red Wings in the Stanley Cup playoffs right there. That was sick. But let's get to the ones that we disagree on. I'm going to start off right now. Disagree with Martin Garrix at number 40.
Totally agree with that.
One hit wonder. I mean, it's a great song, don't get me wrong. It's one of the top songs right now. But one hit wonder, Animals, that's it, and you're all the way that high up.
Where's he gonna
40?
Be after that? Where's
disagree.
He gonna what's next? What's next?
There's nothing
disagree.
Next.
Disagree.
Alright, Nate, why do you disagree? Why is he 40?
Name the top three DJs out there.
We just did earlier.
Alright, and every single one of those guys plays Animals.
Okay.
And part of their sets is that good of a song.
Because it's good right now.
It's good right now. But it's not.
His new stuff that just came out, Project T and Wizard.
Yeah, but that just came out. That wasn't included when everyone voted for the DJ Top 100 list.
It is true. It is true.
So you're just basically voting, and he's at 40 for one song. That's where I'm going at. What do you disagree with on the list?
I'm going with Cascade. At 36, he's been a legend. He's from Chicago. We all
so
know
you're a hometowner.
Chicago.
Hometowner.
The house.
It's on the radio.
And
the
Cascade
radio.
Should definitely be in the top 10, in my opinion. Come on, guys. Come on.
I wasn't expecting much when I saw him at EDC, and for me, he stole the show of EDC.
Yes, he did.
He even stole it away from Tiesto for me.
Yes, he
but
did.
But was he that good because he's that good, or was he that good because David Guetta sucked that bad?
David Guetta sucks.
Touche. He did go on right after... Right after David Guetta, and that's that. You cannot start your set and end your set with the exact same song. I know it's your hit song, your play hard, whatever.
And a little tip, Mr. Guetta.
Yeah.
Turn your mixers on.
Yeah. It's just not a good vibe. I'm
what
sorry. It's just not that good. Like, all right, I'm done with David Guetta talk. Is there anyone else on the list, Nate, that you disagree, higher or lower?
Honestly, I was fine with it. I honestly would prefer Martin Garrix. Little higher.
Wow. We're all saying lower and you're saying higher.
I am saying higher. I think that because the kid's got potential, man. He's new to the game. He's got
okay.
The number one song that every single DJ alive plays.
It's true.
But
people are calling it the new levels.
I mean, Vanilla Ice made was top 10 in his prime.
Yes.
Martin Garrix is top 10. I mean, Vanilla Ice has done shit. Martin Garrix is starting to come out with some new stuff that's pretty good.
But...
He does have a new song with Tiesto, right?
Yes, he does.
He's good friends with Tiesto. You
yeah.
Know who else was good friends with Tiesto? Hardwell.
I'll tell you who's up and coming that's going to be sick next year.
Okay.
And it's definitely going to probably be in the top 20, maybe 25. I'm going to go with Dyro.
Yes.
Dyro
wow.
For sure. Is, yes.
Well, That's the thing. He's got good songs with Hardwell.
But solo? What can he do on his own? That's a mystery.
You know who I think is going to be a big up-and-comer? Borges.
Okay.
Borges is... He's doing...
Where do you think he will land next year?
Top 20s.
Top 20, really?
Top 20s, yes. He's young.
I think that's a little high. Little too high. I think he will just be... in the 30 to 20 range. I think top 20 is a little too high.
Expect to see my homie Stratus in the top maybe 60 next year. Top up 60. And coming from, once again, our hometown, the Shy fucking City.
There you go. Hometowner over here. Can't stop repping his hometown.
People hate us.
Yeah, already. We're 10 minutes in. People are not going to tune in ever again. Thanks, guys.
We just lost half our viewers.
Again.
Where was Cruella at?
What are they called?
I don't remember where Cruella was at, but...
It's at the mid.
In the rankings. But I think they were deserving where they're at because they're a little poppy and their new CD is extremely poppy. And their new stuff. What did you say? The new song? You were making fun of it earlier, Damon?
United Kids of the World? It sounds like a fucking Disney song.
It kind of does.
Come on, guys.
It,
to be fair, yeah. But that's not a new song. This wasn't on their album.
It wasn't on the album, but it's still relatively new. And
we all know you do not mix dubstep with hardstyle.
You can't.
It does not mix well at all.
Well,
where was Adventure Club on that list? Not on.
Not on the list. That is blasphemy. That is blasphemy.
Yes, it is.
I will tell you that they were not on the list, right? That was bad.
That was horrible. You know what? Nerva was on that list though.
Nerva, I believe they were 14 or 16 or something like that.
You know what it might be?
And I can't wait. We're gonna see them on the 22nd.
Yes, at the mid.
The mid.
You know what it might be though? Adventure Club really doesn't. They don't really produce their own music. They do all remixes. The people that can remix.
He does have a point. What are their top songs? You're gonna say like Crave You and Youth. Lullabies.
Youth.
You got Youth, but most of their songs are remixes. I completely agree.
The only thing when it comes down to the best DJs in the world, you have to be good at three things. You have to be good at mixing, live, of course, producing.
Okay.
And hyping the crowd up while you're mixing.
Totally agree.
It. That makes a great DJ.
Tiesto
my man, Carnage can do very well.
Oh my god, yes.
Carnage can do all three perfectly.
You just got made really excited with the Carnage talk,
expect
dude.
Expect to see him rise up in the ranks next year.
Where was Carnage on the list?
Like 20 or 30 something.
Fuck that. Man, that's bullshit.
And there we go, see? Everyone loves to complain about the
time
list.
Time out. My boy A-Track, the only one who makes his final live, was not on the top 100.
Not even on the list. That is more blasphemy than... But yeah.
How?
I no idea.
Dude, he spins vinyl live all the time. Where the fuck are you, DJ Mag? Come on.
Come on, man.
Vinyl doesn't mean much because Too Cool Chris still uses CDs.
And there we go with the local stuff again. Too Cool Chris.
Sorry.
You guys are from Chicago listening to this podcast right now, you have no idea what we're talking about.
Yes, you do. Don't lie.
But as we know today, well, as you guys probably don't know, today is actually November 1st, which means yesterday was Halloween.
Halloween, and guess who was at the mid yesterday? Sander fucking Van Dorn.
That was true. We did not go. And who was at the Concord?
Laid back Luke.
But more importantly, I just want to talk about what you guys dressed up as, or what you guys plan on dressing up this weekend for Halloween parties to continue, because it's Halloween weekend. You do it the weekend before, the day of Halloween, even the few days after Halloween.
I'll tell you who I dressed up as.
What do you dress up as? I know Zach.
Magic motherfucking Mike.
He said Magic Mike. When I saw him dress up as that cop, he looked like the gay cop from...
Who took a girl home?
Whatever.
Exactly.
You can just look like anything and bring your girl home.
That's that is true.
Come on, man.
And what are you dressing up as, Nate?
Well, yesterday I dressed up as myself sleeping in my nice comfy bed. And then tomorrow I will be the Game of Twister, but modified.
How's it modified?
I'm going to put a big red dot on my dick.
And he has herpes, folks.
Yes.
God.
But feel free to touch it, because, I mean, it's part of the costume.
Guys, you heard the man, touch it.
And I just kept it simple. I created my own Deadmau5 head. It cost me about $150 to make, 3 weeks. Pretty legit. I put some LED lights around the ears. Everyone seemed to like it. It was pretty cool. Yeah.
You know how much a Deadmau5 head will go for if you buy it on eBay? Oh,
about
$150.
No, it's not. I checked eBay. It's about $300, dude.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's because people put in like the time of like labor and all that stuff. So it costs around $300. I checked on eBay first. But part of the fun of creating the Deadmau5 head is you're actually creating for yourself. Like, you can put whatever color you want, like, whatever style you like it. I mean, it's pretty cool to do it yourself.
True, very true.
No, I'm just... do it briefly. Did anyone play any new video games? Let's do some video game talk. Anything new from you guys?
GTA, that was it.
Grand Theft Auto 5. That game is legit. The online's fixed. The week has passed since it first came out. You can get on. It's fun. Go play that shit. Do it on the Xbox Live. We're all Xbox gamers mostly here. I'm sorry. And then, any movies? You guys see any movies lately?
Movies? I really haven't.
You haven't seen?
I'm still trying to wait for Sharknado.
Sharknado, you have yet to see it. Good.
Of course, I did see yesterday Halloween. I did watch Halloween.
Oh, okay.
It's a classic.
You gotta watch it. My classic for Halloween. Oh, let's do that. What's your favorite all-time Halloween movie to watch that it's almost a must you have to
watch?
The
first Halloween.
Halloween.
For you,
yeah,
the first Halloween?
I agree.
For me, I don't know why.
You agree with that?
Hell yeah.
For sure.
I love the very first Scream.
Oh, yes.
That
definitely
is my all-time favorite.
Yes,
I don't know
very
why.
Very good movie. Very good movie.
And when it comes to Christmas, we'll get to the Christmas podcast later. Trust me, it's a weird one, but it's my all-time favorite. I'm not kidding. I watch it every Christmas. We'll
a
get
Christmas
to that.
Story.
No, it's not a Christmas story. We'll get to it on that Christmas podcast. But for me, a movie that I didn't see and I feel completely ashamed that I never fucking saw it until now, The Expendables 2.
Oh.
One of the most manliest movies ever, and I've just finally saw it. It was on Netflix. I saw it, and I just popped it in.
Actually, I did see a good movie. This Is the End was one of the funniest movies ever.
Yes. Hell yeah.
Legit movie.
Seth Rogen and James Franco kill it again.
Can't forget the Backstreet Boys. They are back. And we're just gonna end it off with some sport talk.
Wait, no, I have a movie
that was not as good
as I thought was gonna be good.
Okay.
Bad Grandpa.
Horrible, right?
Seriously.
Terrible.
It was bad.
It off.
I heard nothing but good things.
Exactly. And like, I was so excited to see it, and they came out, and every funny part you saw in that movie was in that commercial.
Oh wow.
Seriously.
Okay then, folks, there you have it.
Wow.
Watch Bad Grandpa.
Don't watch the movie, watch the commercial. That's all you need.
You don't even recommend it as somehow finding it on your computer, like if you get it for free?
Well, no, I did watch it.
Yeah, I know, but would you recommend it to someone even if they got it for free?
You know what, if you're
just spend it, how much is it? Like, how long is it? Like, an hour and a half?
I don't know.
Not even? I mean, it's not that much of a time commitment. Is it worth, if you don't spend the $10 at the movie theater, is it worth just, like, a cheap laugh for an hour and a half? Is it worth the time or no?
To be honest, the only time I ever laughed in that movie was when something happened and that was in the commercial.
Wow.
I did not laugh outside of that.
That is...
There you have it.
They had so
don't waste your time.
No, they seriously had so much potential, and it just... to me, it flopped.
It flopped. That's a bummer, because I really like those Jackass movies, and that's a bummer. Now I'm not excited to see it. I was kind of excited to see it. I was going to wait to see it.
I kind of wanted to, too. Until I read the paper, it said exactly the same thing he just said. The commercial hyped it up. Same thing, and that's all that was good about it.
Knoxville wasn't the same Knoxville. Like, he wasn't a dick in the movie. Like, that's what you pay to see. You want to see Knoxville be a dick. You want to see him fuck with people.
And he's got a mask on. You can't tell who it is, so you can get away with things. Seems like they wasted a good opportunity there.
And it's very short.
Like, it's a short movie?
Well, not the movie, but, like, the scenes are so short.
Okay. Oh, it's very short clips?
I think that's what got to me, because it was like... Like, you want to see how people react over time.
Yeah.
But you can't do that over... Like, if it's like, a 20-second clip, you're not going to see how people react afterwards. And that's the thing. Like, I want to see people pissed or confused. Or
trying to fight.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why Jackass is funny.
Throwing hands with
Like, on the Jackass TV episode when they had, Chris, when he was dressed in the devil suit, and the guy got so angry when he was trying to promote the devil.
Oh, yeah.
That religious guy got so... That was really cool. But let's just end it off with some sport talk, and let's put Damon to sleep for a second. Let's talk some MMA, Nate. All right. Huge MMA fans, me and Nate are. Let's
huge
do
MMA
it.
News today, too.
News today? I didn't hear anything about news today. What happened?
Who's fighting
tomorrow?
Noguera.
No, Noguera pulled out. Yeah, I heard about that.
Stepping in?
Gus?
Against, not against, no.
Alexander Gustafsson?
Yeah, I think it is, actually, now that I think about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I heard the name Machida get thrown around.
So you're saying he's gonna move back?
Yeah, I heard Machida stepping in to fight Gustafsson. I mean, I don't know if it's real or not.
Oh wow, that's a very interesting fight because of the reach and how he likes to cut his angles when he does his boxing. it might give a good, yeah, and the weight cut, it could propose some good problems for the Dragon. I mean, he's been stopping people. That head kick knockout he did of his buddy Mark Munoz, that was very impressive. He didn't even throw another punch. He's one of his good friends, very, very respectful. I respect that he did that. But let's talk about tomorrow. Now free card, Bellator on Spike TV. Very good card. Headlined with the one and only Michael Chandler versus Eddie Alvarez. The rematch we've all been waiting for since their classic fight they had. Nate, who do you got? Let's just say, who do you got?
Boom, Chandler.
I completely agree. Chandler, I have him winning by a TKO. I'm probably going to go with a late round two, maybe early round three. If I had to put money on it, I would say round three. What about you?
For me, I don't care. Do you want to know why?
Because you just want a good fight?
No, I know both guys are going to come to fight.
Yeah.
They're on TV. People are thinking pay-per-view tomorrow night.
No.
So they're going to put on a show for free TV on their first Saturday show, I believe.
In a while. Before they did a spike, I believe, when they were still on MTV2.
Yeah.
I believe.
So it'll be fun. Not only that, like, the whole card is stacked.
It's stacked because you have another title fight. You have Strauss fighting on the card, right? Daniel Strauss?
Yeah. They lost a lot of people, though.
They lost. Yeah, they did.
Joe Warren's fighting next week now.
Yeah, because they had to split it up because it's not on pay-per-view anymore. They don't want to stack the card. Split it up. Rampage, you want to talk about how much he pissed you off? Because now he's fighting Joey the Mexicutioner Beltran on a free card. But they were trying to get him to fight your boy, K1, your boy, Glory Kickboxing champ. What's his name? Say it for you.
Mr. Tyrone, King of the Ring, Spong.
He is Nate's favorite fighter all time. We saw him. He was. We went to Glory 11 Chicago. Such a great card. If you missed it, find it on YouTube. It was amazing.
If not, check it out on the next card.
Yeah, it was Glory Kickboxing. It's here to stay. It's really good fun. You're not going to see people rolling and try to stall people wrestling on the ground. But, I mean, I'm more of the MMA fan. I like to see jiu-jitsu. That's more my style. But let's go into the UFC because I believe there is a UFC event on Wednesday, this Wednesday.
Really?
Yeah, it's a free card. It's a UFC Fight for the Troops.
Oh,
it's a really bad card, but usually when you have the bad UFC cards, those are the ones that turn out to be the best. It's headlined with Rafael Nadal versus Kennedy, who used to be in the Army, or I believe he was a Marine. I'm not too sure, but he was in the military. So I believe Kennedy will win by decision. What do you think?
I want to go Natal.
You're going to go with the upset? Do you think it's going to be a decision, or you think he's going to rock him? Because he is good on the ground with submission, but he does have some knockout power.
Well, here's the thing. Is it a five-round fight?
It's a five-round fight. It's a main event. It should be.
My vote. I got to go Kennedy.
You're going to go Kennedy?
I think it's going to go to decision, but
decision.
I think Natal's going to fade. But Natal can win early, but late, I think Kennedy's got it.
I completely agree. And then, I mean, even in the co-main event, you got the women fighting. You also have, I believe it's Davis. She's fighting Liz Carmouche. You know, she just won her last fight. The fight before that almost submitted the one and only Ronda Rousey.
She had one more, I think.
I believe she only had two fights in the UFC. This is her third. You might be right. I don't have the paper in front of me, but yeah, you're right. And there's a cop next to me. Hopefully he doesn't think I'm talking on the phone. I'm just
don't
recording
worry, it's
on
only
the
a
phone.
Transit cop.
Oh, it's a transit cop? All right, cool. Thanks for the heads up.
Yes.
But yeah, let's just end it with the MMA talk right there. And let's just get right into the football talk.
Ooh.
First off, let's just get with the breaking news this morning. Suspended for the rest of the season, out indefinitely. Justin Blackmon, again, was substance abuse.
That's what it was?
Substance abuse, yes, again, for the second time. Now I know I'm dropping him. I officially dropped him from my fantasy football team.
I got a hot topic for you guys.
So, he's out for the season, and he has to go in for a review in order to get in for next year's football season. What's your hot topic?
Okay, everybody knows how the NFL is trying to crack down on concussions.
Correct.
Okay.
And now you're going low and you're ending people's careers with ACL injuries.
So what do you say?
Don't get me started because I'm a Dolphins fan and Dustin Keller.
I'm going to talk about Merriweather. This guy's about a six or eight time offender now.
Yeah.
He should be kicked out of the NFL for good.
Disagree.
I disagree. He should just be suspended for about 4 games. And then if he does it again, out for the season, and then you gotta start taking, like, you gotta start taking games away from him. Stop taking money. Like, the money, they make so much money. Like,
you have to take a larger sum of money from them.
Yeah, $10,000 ain't gonna do it.
You need to get 6 figures, at least. I'm talking, okay, first time offender, I can see the small fine.
Small fine.
And maybe a game penalty. But someone like Merriweather should be 3 or 4 games right away. And about $200,000 or $250,000.
I don't agree with the money, but I agree with the 3 to 4 game suspension. The fact that he only got, I believe, 2 game suspension for that.
Yeah, he appealed. No, it's only one. He appealed and it's one.
That's not right.
That's not right at all.
But let's talk more about the actual football. I'm a Dolphins fan, and we got Damon, the hometown of Chicago.
Woo!
He's a Bears fan. And the guy behind me, Nate, he's a Vikings fan. He
bleeds purple.
He bleeds purple. But for me, on Halloween night, poor performance by the offense, but the Dolphins somehow got the win.
Safety in overtime, motherfucker!
Safety overtime. I went crazy. I was at the bar watching it. I was the only one. People were looking at me weird. But thank God I had my dead mouse head on so no one could see my face. But...
Crying,
oh my God, I was so upset. How do you... it should have been a blowout game. 3 interceptions, 1 for a pick 6 that was a 94-yard touchdown. And then you had 5 sacks. One of them was a sack force fumble. And then on top of that, you don't get any points from it because Sturgis misses the field goal. But we still won 22-20.
To be honest, that all relates back to your offense.
Your offense has to
produce, and if they don't, then the defense can do all they want. Look at the Bears. Defense back when Rex Grossman won the Super Bowl.
They brought him to the Super Bowl in 05, correct?
Defense. It was all defense.
Defense brought him there.
Exactly. And we had one of the best rushing in the first half in like 10 years, I believe they said on TV. And then they got away from the running game. They keep doing that. Keep what you're good at. Feed the ball to Lamar Miller. I'm going on my own rant here. Feed the ball to Lamar Miller. He's your best running back. I'm sorry, Daniel Thomas is garbage. Do your eyeball test. Don't split the carries. Give it to Lamar Miller. I know he's got a history of fumbling the ball, which he did. He had a good like 47-yard run and then fumbled it. Don't get me started on that. But don't pull him from the game for the rest of the half and like cut him from like the second half where he split the carries again. He was clearly your best runner, averaging like 5 yards early in the first quarter, every run, 5 yards. Like, keep feeding him the ball. He's your best option.
Time.
Go ahead.
No, I mean, it's all about time.
It's all about time. Yeah, exactly.
With the lead.
And then, Nate, do you want to talk about your Vikings? They have one win, right?
They're going
back to Christian Ponder, which is a mistake.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry.
A guy double of what your starting quarterback is making, and then...
Bench him and bring him.
Well, see, okay, you guys have the top running back in the NFL, but teams are starting to catch on to him, and he's not getting to the level he was at a season or two ago.
Last season,
Everybody knew about him going into last season. Look at what he did.
Yeah.
I think they may have underestimated
him. I'm talking about this year, though.
They found him out this year.
Yeah, they found him out.
I think it's our offensive line.
Have you lost anyone on the offensive line this season?
You know who we picked up? Brandon Webb of the fucking Bears.
Oh.
Yeah.
You mean Jamarcus Webb?
Or Jamarcus Webb.
Whatever.
Oh, garbage. Pure garbage.
We picked him up right before the season. You know what I said? I said, we're not going to win. We're going to win maybe 2 games this year. I said that going into it.
Are you rooting for your team to tank so you can get, like, a good player on offense?
Fuck no, dude. Or you know this.
Or you're trying to get... What's that guy from South Carolina, the really good guy?
Johnny Manziel?
No, that's the quarterback, dude.
That's A&M.
Yeah, that's Texas A&M. Beast defensive end
Clowney.
With the, Clowney? Yes, thank you.
Clowney,
you don't want Clowney?
Dude, he's got issues, man.
Yeah, he kind of does have issues, but he is a beast.
No, here's the thing, man. Like, if you're a fan of a team, I think you can all agree with this. You'll take the wins over the draft picks. His draft picks can be bust, they can be good, but
true.
If we win 6 games, I'm happy with that.
I mean, if you want to talk about fucking draft picks, look at the Blackhawks. You got Kane and then Taves.
Nobody cares about hockey.
Okay, he's a non-hockey fan in the backseat.
Woo!
But we are fans of hockey, probably my third favorite sport.
Yes.
But we won't talk about hockey because it's early in the season. Do you want to talk about the Bears real quick? You got a new quarterback coming in.
Campbell,
he's a veteran, but he's now going to start.
Josh McCown.
Oh, it's McCown?
Josh McCown is getting the start this week. Last week he did very good. He threw three touchdowns. I was very happy with his performance.
But to be fair, Redskins defense. Go on.
Redskins defense was very good last week. Well, obviously not because
they are both a horrible teams defense. They're like ranked 28th overall.
Both teams gave up 40-something points. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, your defense.
Our defense is terrible this year, but yeah. That comes with our new coach Mark Trestman being offensive-minded.
Offensive-minded, and that kind of
which we should have kept Lovie Smith as a defensive coordinator.
You can't fire and demote a guy. Yeah. That would never
work.
Can.
I think I've seen it before.
You can't really do that. Well, it hurts.
Just
the moral.
To go over the thing one more time. I expect us to be anywhere from 500, maybe a couple games above.
You expect playoffs?
I expect a wild card berth, maybe, maybe.
Did you expect playoffs going into the season?
No.
No?
No.
Really?
No, I didn't.
To be honest,
with Cutler out 4 to 6 weeks, and now they're saying Briggs is out 4 to 6, and he's trying to make a speedy recovery. You should not rush a fractured shoulder.
No.
I believe if he does come back too soon, he's just going to get a worse injury than he already has.
In my opinion, I didn't expect the Bears to make the playoffs, and I thought my Dolphins would make the playoffs. But
could
as
possibly happen, so.
It could still happen, but as what I've been seeing, I don't think they'll make the wild card. We're 12 minutes away, and we're just
gonna call.
No, we'll do that in a little bit because we got one more topic before we let you guys go.
It's not gonna kick in for a while.
True.
And we're gonna talk about the NBA.
LeBron James.
Michael Jordan.
LeBron, man.
We've been waiting for this. LeBron. They've been trolling. Nate's been trolling hard.
I'm putting into this shit.
We've been waiting about a week. Damon wants to get some stuff off his chest about this. Go on, talk with the Jordan LeBron. Fist the cuffs right here.
I think I should go first so that you can argue everything that I
go for it.
Okay. I don't know where to start, actually.
Because he's garbage. Okay. All right. Michael Jordan, arguably the best player to ever play in the fucking NBA.
True.
Okay.
Fact.
Arguably, only because you think LeBron's the best player. But, okay. Played on a championship caliber team, and he has 6 rings, thank you very much. And 2 three-peats, I believe? 2 three-peats?
In a weak NBA.
No, in a weak NBA. Wow. 90s NBA teams... will kick the shit out of any team nowadays.
The flapping is over. It's gone Thunder, so over.
That's the reason. The reason I'm saying right now. Okay, the Heat, all they do is flop. That's
what upsets me about the Heat the most. It's not so much that they paid for themselves to get into it, or LeBron. I hate the fact that LeBron did the whole ESPN thing to the decision. But, my exit's coming up in one and one-fourth miles. Yep. So I should probably get over real soon. But the fact that all the money he did go to a charity, and you find that afterwards, so, like, you find stuff out like that make you like the guy. And then, like, he says the main threat to his title of, like, MVP is always Kevin Durant, and he invites him over to practice with him in the offseason. So, once you read more into LeBron, you can't really hate the guy so much. But I understand why people hate him because he's the reigning champion, and he is right now. You can't argue in the NBA right now. He is the best player,
hands down.
You want to know why people hate LeBron James?
Nope, Derrick Rose.
Derrick Rose is not the best.
You want to know the honest player? Honest reason why people hate him? Because he didn't choose their team.
Yeah.
He could have gone to any city. That city would love him.
Yeah, the Chicago fans hate him because he could have come. He could have gone to Chicago. He really could have.
People in Chicago wanted him,
and now everyone hates him.
Yeah.
I agree with that, but I mean, what are you gonna do now? We have a good defense. We play bad. So, I mean, are you guys done with the NBA talk?
Or
do you want to continue?
5 minutes
of Nate Durant.
No, I really don't care. I'm done with it.
You're done with it?
I'm done with the NBA.
Do you want to do one last rant and we'll end it up with your rant?
Yeah, I want to vent about
this. Okay, vent. Vent about...
I don't know if I can close it all the way.
Alright.
I'm trying to get over it and these guys won't let me. I am not happy about that.
But...
and there's Nate looking at girls.
Got to.
This guy is not letting me. And
what a dick shot. Slam on the brakes.
Right?
I think that might be a cop.
No, it's livery.
Yeah, okay.
It's limo, right?
Yeah. Okay, so do you want to vent real quick as we're getting off the highway?
Yeah. All right. LeBron was amazing of his time.
Yeah.
But his time was his time. It happened.
I think you meant Jordan. You said LeBron. You mean Jordan.
Jordan, it was his time. That's not our time. I mean, yeah, I remember the 6th ring. I don't remember the first 5.
But you were young.
Yeah, but we were all young. None of us really remember it.
Vaguely remember, I agree.
And, like, the fact that, all right, the fact that where Jordan was in his career and where LeBron is, LeBron's not the greatest of all time yet. Well, LeBron will be the greatest of all time because look at where they were.
We will see at the end of it. You can't argue who's the best all time until LeBron's career is over. See how many rings you have. It doesn't matter. Like, you always say who's the best. It always ends up being who has the most rings.
I disagree. Because, well, rings, yes. But I don't agree with the end of the career because it's like fighting. You could be the greatest of all time. You could be Anderson Silva. You lose a fight.
Wide man.
Where are you at?
Yeah.
I mean, people may still consider... I still consider him the greatest of all time, but there are a lot of people that change their mind after he lost. When
yeah.
you get old, you're going to start losing. You're
no, that's true. That's true. Well. But LeBron is very young.
Guys, I feel like people judge you more by the end of your career as opposed to your prime of your career.
That is true.
I'm going to have to cut you both off. We're 5 minutes away from seeing the fucking bingo players!
Ah! Alright, so we're going to cut it off. That was the very first episode of RB Theory Yet. I hope you guys enjoyed. We're probably going to do another one, maybe the 16th of November.
Cruella.
We're going to go see Cruella. We might have new people on the podcast. And then also that... We will have new people, and then also we will have more than likely another podcast on the 22nd as we head to the Mid to go see Nervo.
Nervo!
All right, guys, and we have...
Damon DeGrain.
And...
Nathan Dykstra.
And your driver, Matt Joswick.
Stay classy, San Diego.
What, San Diego? Chicago? Wow.
Do the Rumberg.
Okay, later, guys.